This is Radio Nepal. I'm Sridhana Bastola with the news. The headlines first. Nation's first commercial road tunnel to open from today. Tunnel to ease travel on Nagdhunga route. Government team and hunger striking Dr. Govinda Kesi's representatives to continue talks today. Border interaction team of armed police force mobilized to make security arrangements at Nepal-India border areas more effective. And U.S. halts Iran strikes again as diplomatic efforts continue. Now the news in detail. Nation's first commercial road tunnel, the Nagdhunga-Sisnekhola Tunnel, will officially come into operation from today after completing all necessary technical and operational preparations. Minister for Infrastructure Development Sunil Lamsal is scheduled to inaugurate the 2.7-kilometer tunnel at a ceremony today. The tunnel will initially be opened only to emergency service vehicles to test its safety and operational readiness. Public transport vehicles will be allowed in the next phase, followed by private four-wheeled vehicles. Two-wheelers will not be permitted and the tunnel will operate in one direction during the initial phase. The tunnel built to ease congestion on the Nagdhunga-Nobise road is expected to handle around 8,000 vehicles daily at full capacity. It is projected to generate about 350 million rupees in annual toll revenue. Electronic toll collection has been introduced with cash QR code and electronic sticker payment options. Officials say the tunnel will significantly reduce travel time, improve road safety and provide a faster route for passengers and freight vehicles. Talks between the government team and representatives of Dr. Govinda Kesi will continue today at Sethi Provincial Hospital in Thangadi, where the senior orthopedic surgeon is undergoing treatment while on a hunger strike. The government delegation includes Prime Minister Balendra Shah's health advisor Dr. J.P. Agrawal, Health and Food Safety Ministry Secretary Dr. Bikas Dev Kota and Education and Sports Ministry Secretary Chudamani Poudel. According to Secretary Poudel, discussions are first being held with Dr. Kesi's representatives, Dr. Amrit Tracy and Pawan Thapa. If progress is made, the government team will hold direct talks with Dr. Kesi. Dr. Kesi has been on a hunger strike since last Thursday, demanding reforms in the health sector. He was admitted to the intensive care unit of Sethi Provincial Hospital on Saturday after his health condition deteriorated. A border interaction team has been mobilized at the Gauri-Phanta border crossing along Kailali-Kanchanpur to make security arrangements at the Nepal-India border area more effective. Deputy Inspector General of Armed Police Digvijay Subedi announced the mobilization of the border interaction team at a program organized at the Gauri-Phanta border crossing in Punarbas Municipality 11, Doke Bazar of Kanchanpur yesterday. Inspector General of Armed Police Narayan Datta Poudel said that the border interaction team has been mobilized at the border transit as per the plan to make border security more effective. Minister for Home Affairs Sudhan Gurung has directed officials to expedite the construction of the Integrated Customs Office at Raswagadi, a project that has remained under construction for the past 8 years. During an inspection visit, the Home Minister instructed the contractor to increase the workforce and speed up construction. He also warned that action would be taken against the contractor, technicians and monitoring officials if further delays occur. Minister Gurung also directed customs and security officials to strengthen security along the border and ensure prompt and effective public service delivery. Earlier, Minister Gurung also reached Syafrubesi of Gosaikunda 5 in Graswa district from where an electric vehicle had plunged into the Potekosi River on Saturday evening. A 22-year-old driver has been missing since the incident. Chief District Officer Narendra Pariyar informed that following the Home Minister's on-site inspection, the divers and staff from 3 security agencies have been mobilized at the site. The District Disaster Management Committee has been coordinating the search and rescue works. Karnali Province Chief Yagiraj Joshi has invited members of the Provincial Assembly to stake claims for appointment as the new Chief Minister. The call came after Chief Minister Yamlal Kadel resigned from his post recently. Accepting the resignation, Province Chief Joshi issued the invitation as per the Constitution of Nepal. Province Chief Joshi has asked Provincial Assembly members who can demonstrate a majority to submit their claims for the post of Chief Minister by 5 p.m. on the 28th of July tomorrow. The 40-member Karnali Provincial Assembly comprises 15 members from the Nepali Congress, 13 from the Communist Party of Nepal, 10 from the CPN-UML including the Speaker and 1 member each from the Rashtriya Prajatantra Party and Anatha Party. A candidate requires the support of 21 Provincial Assembly members to form the government. Police have arrested some persons on charge of leaking question papers on the Master of Business Studies MBS under the Faculty of Management of Tribhuvan University. They were arrested yesterday morning upon the instruction of Minister for Education and Sports Susmit Pokhrel. The Central Investigation Bureau CIB of Nepal Police detained them and launched an investigation. A question paper of organizational behavior subject of MBA was leaked on social media within minutes of the commencement of the examination on July 20. Meanwhile, the Examination Control Division has also formed a 3-member committee under the coordination of Professor Dr. Achyut Gewali to investigate the incident. Finance Minister Dr. Swarnim Wagle has urged the Nepali diaspora to invest in the motherland for development and prosperity. In a virtual discussion with young Nepali entrepreneurs living in Australia, Minister Dr. Wagle urged the youth to be assured by the concept of once a Nepali, always a Nepali, forwarded by the government and the Rashtriya Swatantra Party. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
ड्याडी इन्डिया जाने मम्मी चाइना जाने दुवैजना फेसबुक र भाइबरमा जिरो अनि हामीले कसरी कन्ट्याक्ट गर्ने
तिमीहरू फेसबुक र भाइबरमा हिरो भएर के गर्ने नेपाल टेलिकमले ल्याएको सेवा सुविधाको बारेमा जिरो रहेछौ अहिले नेपाल टेलिकमले रोमिङ सेवा ल्याएको छ चाइना र इन्डियामा हाम्रो यही प्रिपेड मोबाइल मजाले चल्छ बेला बेलामा कुरा गर्न केही समस्या छैन
हो र भने अनि कसरी चलाउने चाहिँ थाहा छ त
किन थाहा नहुनु यो सेवा एक्टिभेट गर्नलाई *14*15 *7 र ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्छ र उतैबाट रिचार्ज गर्न पनि मिल्छ तिमीहरूलाई पनि अरू कुरा थाहा पाउन मन छ भने नेपाल टेलिकमको मोबाइल एप्स अथवा वेबसाइट हेरे हुन्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
वेलकम ब्याक नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज Chitwan has lately witnessed an increased flow of tourists both from home and abroad despite monsoon challenges. According to entrepreneurs, the tourist arrivals at Sauraha, Patihani, Jagatpur, Meghauli and other major tourist sites in the district have increased compared to previous years. They believe that the influx of domestic tourists increased due to the provision of a 2-day public holiday in a week. Likewise, the flow of Chinese and Indian tourists has also risen significantly. You are listening to Radio Nepal's ATM English News Bulletin. Now on to an international news update. U.S. President Donald Trump has paused military strikes on Iran for a second consecutive night to allow more time for diplomatic efforts. According to the BBC, U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Mike Waltz, said the president is giving negotiations as an opportunity while keeping all options open. He also dismissed reports that the United States is limiting operations because of concerns over military stockpiles. Iran's military also said it has suspended retaliatory attacks in the region, although tensions remain high after nearly 2 weeks of exchanges that followed the collapse of a ceasefire reached in June. Meanwhile, Iran and Oman have held technical talks on managing the Strait of Hormuz, a vital global shipping route, in an effort to reduce tensions. The waterway remains central to efforts to prevent further escalation. The renewed conflict has raised concerns over global energy supplies, with oil prices climbing sharply in recent days. President Trump is scheduled to meet Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu at the White House on Tuesday, with regional security expected to top the agenda. Now the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to remain generally cloudy today with cloudy conditions prevailing over the Himalayan and hilly regions. The Tarai of Bagmati, Gandaki, Lumini and Sudarpashchim provinces will also remain generally cloudy while the Tarai of Kosi and Madhes provinces will see partly cloudy skies. Light to moderate rain accompanied by thunder and lightning is likely at many places across the hilly regions and at some places in the Himalayan region today. Similar weather is expected at many places in the Tarai of Lumbini and Sudarpashchim provinces and at a few places in the Tarai of Kosi, Madhes, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces. The Department of Hydrology and Meteorology has forecast heavy rainfall at one or two places in the hilly region of Karnali province and in the hilly and Tarai regions of Lumbini and Sudarpashchim provinces today. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Nation's first commercial road tunnel to open from today. Tunnel to ease travel on Nagdhunga route. Government team and hunger striking Dr. Govinda Kese's representatives to continue talks today. Border interaction team of armed police force mobilized to make security arrangements at Nepal-India border areas more effective. And U.S. halts Iran strikes again as diplomatic efforts continue. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website radionepalonline.com and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.